Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on this silsila, the early echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget that when you are making dua, to include the ummah in your duas as well. Because in some part of the world, the ummah is certainly going through many different types of trials, tribulations, sicknesses, calamities. Make dua that Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grants relief to the ummah, shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering, and grants protection against the oppressors. Well, today we are going to be discussing something very beautiful, and that is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's concern and love for the ummah, love for you and I, his concern, his deep concern for you and I. Subhanallah azza wa jal. He is our master. He is our ultimate role model, our leader, our guide, our teacher. And so the student follows what the teacher teaches him. The disciple obeys the guide. And he is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most perfect in the creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So how fortunate are we that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has selected us and included us in the ummah of his most beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who is nearest and dearest to him. And though we are the last ummah on this earth, no other nation is going to come on the day of judgment. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the first ummah to enter Jannah. And thereafter, the umam of the other prophets alayhimu salam will enter. So how lucky we are. How fortunate. We have no idea, the majority of us, how lucky we are. We didn't get to choose, but we are included in this ummah. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the crown of all the prophets. He is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is the leader of all the prophets and messengers alayhimu salam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Before we continue with that wonderful and beautiful discussion, let's make some good intentions. As the beautiful hadith mentions, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. A truthful intention is the best action. Because intentions are within us. I can't see your intention, you can't see mine's. But actions are apparent, on the outside. People can see our actions. But why are you doing that action? What is your motive and intention? You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. If it's a good intention, there's reward. If it's a bad intention, then there could be punishment for it, depending on what kind of intention it is. Nevertheless, let's make some good intentions. Then, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for your ridha, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Inshallah ta'ala, make these firm, sincere intentions. If you want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then we have to become practical. We have to practice for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to extend and gain more rewards, then share ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge. Because all those Muslims that you share it with, or you share it to, so long as they practice upon what you shared, you'll also get reward when they practice upon it. Subhanallah. There are so many wonderful excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi. For example, the beloved Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever sends Salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. So don't waste away your short precious life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, in being absorbed in all these distractions and diversions out there, primarily from the entertainment industries. And focus on why I am here. What is the why? Why am I here? To worship Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. This is what Islam says. It's clear. No confusions. Some people today are still revolving round and round in confusion. What is the purpose of me being here? Come. Islam will give you the answers to all of these things. That the purpose of the human on earth is to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. To do good deeds. If we don't do good deeds, how do we worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Do good deeds and prepare for the grave and hereafter. Because we are here only to prepare for what is approaching us. And sooner than we realize, we will be returning to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Be wise and smart. Be intelligent. And prepare. Because when we are all alone in that grave, who's going to help us? The people that backed us up, love us, we love them, are our supporters, giving us moral support, financial support. They won't want anything to do with you because our corpse will be decomposing. But your good deeds, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will help in the grave. So make up your mindset. As they say, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the very first step. That takes effort. The daily, part of my daily routine, no matter what it is, for my own benefit especially, I need to take out some time and dedicate it to the recitation of the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. I need to take out some time to recite salawat, durood-e paak, istighfar, make sincere tawbah daily. I need to recite zikrullah, seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. I need to do my best to be punctual with my daily salahs and to perform them properly, to abstain from sins, practice upon the sunnah, fulfill rights of others, love and respect my parents, my spouse, my children, my siblings. And above all, I need to be the best version of myself as a believer, as a Muslim, and obey Allah and obey the Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam, and then we'll continue with the discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Na ho mayus deewano, पुकारे जाओ, तुम उनको बुलाएंगे, तुम्हें भी एक दिन सरवर मदीने में, सरवर मदीने में। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी।
जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी, जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी।
आरज़ू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में, आका आरज़ू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में। हो करम जो बंदे पर, बंदा परवरी होगी। हो करम जो बंदे पर, बंदा परवरी होगी,
बंदा परवरी होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी। जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी।
बात क्या है बादे सबा, इतनी क्यों मुआतर है। बात क्या है बादे सबा, इतनी क्यों मुआतर है। सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी, सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी।
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी। जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी।
सौ खुलेंगे उसके लिए रहमतों के दरवाजे, सौ खुलेंगे उसके लिए रहमतों के दरवाजे। नात मुस्तफा जिसने एक भी सुनी होगी, नात मुस्तफा जिसने एक भी सुनी होगी,
एक भी सुनी होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी। जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी।
देख तो नियाजी जरा, सो गया क्या दीवाना। देख तो नियाजी जरा, सो गया क्या दीवाना। उनकी याद में शायद आँख लग गई होगी,
की याद में शायद आँख लग गई होगी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी, जब डरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी। बुला लो हम गरीबों को, बुला लो ऐ मेरे आका, मैं आऊँ आपके दर पर, करम हो ऐ मेरे आका।
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Well, mashallah azawajal, I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. But these kalams are designed to increase and develop that love for Almighty Allah azawajal in our hearts, and the love for the Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. It is there to help develop the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. So listen and recite. You don't need any tune. To the best of your ability, recite along. Get your offspring, your children or grandchildren used to also listening and reciting these kalams. And if you go onto YouTube, you will find our official page called Naat Production. You'll find so many different genres and beautiful recitations by wonderful reciters. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is our greatest well-wisher. From the creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is most concerned about you and I. Whether I know that or not, whether I realize it or not, but if you are an ummati of His, if you are a believer, a Muslim, if you have iman, faith, belief, then know this, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, He loves you. He loves His ummah. He is worried about His ummah, about us. As soon as He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam entered into this world, as a newborn baby, He was remembering us, my Lord, my ummah, my people. Even in the grave, subhanallah azza wa jal. The last person to exit the grave was Sayyidina Qusam radiallahu anhu. Before he exited, he said, I turn back one more time to look at the luminous, beautiful, blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I saw that his blessed lips were moving. He is Hayatul Nabi. We all know this, that the Prophets of Almighty Allah are physically alive in their graves. That Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives them sustenance, that some of them perform salah in their graves because they're physically alive. Unlike us, the sinners, that our bodies will become mixed with the sand. So the Prophets alayhimus salam, the messengers alayhimus salam, the shuhada, the martyrs, the pious people of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their bodies don't decompose, especially the Prophets of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. They have the highest rank. So his lips were moving, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was saying the same, Rabbi ummati. He was thinking about us, his ummah. And yes, on the day of judgment as well. On the day of judgment, he will be there to help and assist us. He remembered us. When he entered this world, when he apparently left this world, and on the day of judgment, he's going to remember us. He used to cry, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He made dua for us. He remembered us and will continue to remember us. But do we remember him? How often do I remember him? Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And is his love in my life greater than the love I have for any other human being? Even greater than the love I have for my own life? If it's not, then guess what? That person is not a complete believer. You know the narration? The great Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, second Khalifa of Islam, when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that none of you can be a complete believer, a true believer, until he loves me more than his family, his parents, wa nasi ajma'een, and the entirety of humanity. And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everybody else but my life. And the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your iman is not complete. And instantaneously he replied, I love you more than my life. What is my condition and what is your condition? Are my children more beloved to me than the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is my spouse or my parents or my siblings or my friends or my material possessions? Is my life more beloved to me than love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are questions we have to ask ourselves individually. You don't need to tell anybody else. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is, we know the outcome. So his love, obedience and loyalty to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is above loyalty to any other person. And so there's a principle in Islam, part of the usul al-sharia, the principles of the Islamic sacred law, that you are ordained to obey your parents. There's no obedience to any human being if that leads to disobedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there's the necessity to be loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If a person is not loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can never be loyal to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Impossible. The Quran mentions, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so definitely he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one disobeys the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for a surety, and it's obvious, he is disobeying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Rasul, he is the messenger. He brought the message from Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Quran. He didn't give his own messages. Whatever was there was wahi, was revelation, was inspired by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he is giving us, we have to take it. That's what the Quran says. And what he forbids us from doing, we have to abstain. Again, that's the Quran, the message it gives us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares for you and I, is concerned for us. So the right thing to do is to make sure that his love is number one in our lives. Not just our lives. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, it's your responsibility. A narration says that teach your children the love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach them love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And teach them love for the Quran. Am I doing that as a parent? Or am I just teaching them everything else? I'm providing educational material for them. I'm doing my best for them to have the best facilities. Are you teaching them love of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his family and for the Quran and for the Sahaba and the Awliya Allah and the Sunnah, Islam? Are you molding them according to Islamic values? That's the foundation. Let them know that the Prophet ﷺ cares about you, worries about you, loves you. He remembered you, he remembers you, he will remember you on the Day of Judgment as well. Subhanallah Azzawajal. You know, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, a great Sahabi who is the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, Abul Bashr, the father of mankind, of humanity, Sayyiduna Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he will be present in a vast plain near the Arsh of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine throne. Adam alayhi salam will be dressed in two green garments. He will be looking at every person from his offspring who will be going to paradise, to Jannah. And he will also be looking at the person from his offspring who will be going to Jahannam, the hellfire. In the meantime, he, alayhi salam, will see a person of my ummah going towards hell. Nabi Adam alayhi salam will call out, Ya Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will say, O father of mankind, Labbaik, I'm here. Nabi Adam alayhi salam will say, this person is from your ummah, he's going towards the hellfire. Upon hearing this, I will quickly follow the angels that are walking swiftly and will say, O angels of my Lord Azza wa Jal, stop. They will humbly say, we are just appointed angels. Whatever Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has commanded us, we do that. We do not disobey Him. When I will feel sad and humbly say, whilst pointing towards the Arsh, the divine throne, that Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, I will be holding my beard with my left hand. I will say, oh my merciful Lord, did you not promise me that you will not humiliate me regarding my ummah? A voice will come from the throne. O angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and let this person return. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues. He says that, I will then take out a piece of paper, a white paper from my pocket, and after putting it on the right side of the mizan, the scale of deeds, I will say, Bismillah. And that side, the scale of good deeds, will become heavier. A voice will be heard. He is fortunate. He has attained prosperity and his scale, his good deeds have become heavy. Take him to Jannah. That person will say, O angels of my Lord, wait, let me just talk to that person who has so great respect in the blessed court of his merciful Lord Azza wa Jal. The person will then say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How handsome is your luminous face and how beautiful is your appearance. You have forgiven my mistakes and had pity on my tears. Who are you? So I will say to him, I am your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the salat, the durood, which you would send upon me. It has benefited you completely as per your need. Who's going to be that lucky person? That very fortunate person. From here we see, there's several things we actually understand from this blessed hadith. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is evident, it is clear as we see the sun, as we see the moon, clear as daylight. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed possesses knowledge of the unseen. Ilmul ghaib. Through the bestowal of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the knowledge of whatever is happening and whatever will happen in the future. And in fact, even whatever will transpire and happen on the Day of Judgment. All of this has been granted to him by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, whilst giving news of the future, of the unseen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed about Nabi Adam alayhi salam that on the Day of Judgment, he will be on that vast plain near the arsh of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be wearing two pieces of green clothing. He will be looking at his descendants, who's going to Jannah, who's going to Jahannam. And he'll see that person from my ummah who's being taken to the hellfire by the angels. And he will draw my attention to that individual. So certainly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a very dignified and glorious status in the blessed court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great blessing this is. And what a great blessing for us that we are his ummati. Who knows? Maybe that person will be me. Could be you. We don't know. Allah Rasulu A'lam. Now something very important to mention here. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointing towards the arsh with his blessed hands is for making a request in the grand court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the arsh and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gesturing with his blessed hand towards him. Doesn't mean this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all know, is free from place, from direction. He possesses these attributes which befit His glory. And we also learn from this narration that reciting salawat, Durood Sharif, has tremendous blessings and will be of assistance, not just in this world, in the grave and the hereafter. Because one Durood Sharif, how many sins? 10 sins removed, 10 rewards gained, and 10 times a person's rank is increased just for one Durood Sharif. And there's countless numbers of narrations with different benefits for this world and for the hereafter as well. From this parable, we also learn how much the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves his ummah, loves you and I. On that day, the Day of Judgment, that every person will be in their own worry. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. The parents will flee from their children and vice versa. Siblings will run away from each other. Spouses will run away from each other. But on that day, who's going to help? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Before we go into that short discussion, we have a short clip. So let's look and listen and learn something more. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
the last individual to exit from the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam after burying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he mentions that I saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was moving his blessed lips. So I moved my ears closer to the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and I heard him saying, Rabbi ummati, ummati, ummati. Oh Lord, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, when I pass away, I will always call out in my grave, Rabbi ummati, ummati. Oh Lord, my ummat, ummat. Until the second trumpet is blown, i.e. until Yawmul Qiyamah. From here, my dear viewers of Madrasah, understand that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam still in his blessed Rawda Sharif, he is still doing dua for his ummah. He's doing still doing dua for this nation, that, oh Allah, forgive my nation. Oh Allah, save my nation. And it's up to us, it's up to us as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to pay back something to deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is our duty to read our salah. Is our duty as Muslims to practice the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And is our duty as Muslims to spread the message of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. MashaAllah Azawajal. It's always something to learn. There's always a reminder in this fragrant Madani environment of Dawat Islami. If you haven't joined, if you haven't participated in the activities, in the programs, then it's not too late. A regret that you may have is that, why did I not join earlier? It's a support structure, not only for you, but for your offspring as well. Continuing from where we left off, that on the day of judgment, people will run away from their own family members. The Quran mentions in Surah Abasa, verses 34 to 37, translation from Kanzul Iman, on that day, man will flee from his own brother, and from his mother and father, and from his wife and his sons. On that day, each one has just one worry, which is sufficient for him, for not caring about others. May we be sacrificed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even at such a difficult time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be worried about the sinful people of his ummah. He will have mercy on them. He will request Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive them and will make them enter into paradise by interceding on behalf of them in the divine court of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He's going to remember us there. He will be concerned and intercede for the sinful people of his ummah. He is Shafi'ul Mudhnibin, the intercessor for the sinners. Guess who is that? You and I. We are not prophets of Almighty Allah. We are not messengers of Allah alayhi salam. We are not malaika and angels that we are ma'soom. Only those categories are incapable of committing sins and are totally sinless. Nobody else. We are the average sinners. How about we start remembering him? How about we start becoming loyal to him, obeying him, following his sunnah, which is a complete and comprehensive way of life. It is a lifestyle, the most perfect lifestyle for that person who wants to gain the maximum benefit in this short life. That is the sunnah. And there's nothing else. Everything else will just lead to self-destruction, will lead to chaos in society, will lead to a breakdown in families, in homes, in relations. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on the day of judgment, all the prophets alaihimus salam, they will be present on the gold pulpits. But my pulpit will be empty because I will be standing silently in the merciful court of Allah Almighty, lest I be ordered to go to Jannah and my ummah remains worried after me. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, "Oh beloved, I will make the decision about your ummah according to your wish." I will then humbly say, "Allahumma ajjil hisabahum." Oh Allah Almighty, take accountability of their deeds quickly. And I will repeatedly make a request for it until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone into the hellfire. I will intercede for those people, for those who have entered into the hellfire, and take them out of Jahannam. And in this way, nobody from my ummah will be left who will be subjected to the torment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just ponder, respected viewers and listeners. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so very kind towards us, so compassionate, so merciful, so concerned and worried about us. And because that is the time when we will really need help and assistance. All the contacts and connections that we make in this dunya won't want to see our faces. They will run away from us, we will run away from them. But that connection you had to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's going to benefit you. The glorious Quran mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128, "Indeed, there has come to you that messenger from amongst yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being, utmost kind, merciful for the Muslims." Under this blessed verse, in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned, this is an expression from the Holy Quran of His mercy and compassion towards the Muslims. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So yes, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly cares for us. He worries about us. So let's start becoming loyal to Him. One step at a time. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Dawat Islam is there to empower us, encourage us, motivate us, uplift us, educate us with authentic Islamic knowledge, to bring back that pure and pristine teachings of Islam into our lives, to bring back the Sunnah into our lives, that obedience and loyalty to Almighty Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore the activities are there, the courses and classes are there, the platforms and facilities are there for us to come back. No matter how far a person has sunk into the swamp of sins, as long as you are alive, the door is open. Let's come back, all of us. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.